This is a phase one commentation here for David Totten. ADC number is 290946. Mr. Totten is serving a 12-year sentence for narcotic drug violation. He has asked for a reduction of a 5-year off of his sentence. He does have a detainer that he's currently going to be on to. His CSBD date is March 8th of 2024. If he was to receive this, then his release date would then be February 11th of 2020. According to his commutation application that he's completed, states that his involvement in the offense was that he would buy a large amount of drugs from one individual and sell them to whomever he could to support his drug addiction. Says he figures that his sentence is excessive because 12 years is a long time for a drug case, that he was an addict and had been in recovery since being in prison. Since he's been in prison, he has received 3 citations according to his commutation sentence application. He says one is for refusal of the UA, and then one is for disorderly conduct, and one is assault on an inmate, which was a major. He said the board recommends commutation for the sentence. He would move to California where his father's owned a business and worked there until he can start his own business. According to the Ames report, Mr. Totten is 32 years old. He has, like I said, received 2 citations in 2016 for violating sanitary and refusal to program, as well as one in 2015 for which was a major for positive or a refusal. Not been before this board before. He has taken some classes. His most recent class was in 2017, which was a toleration. Did his educational GED in 2017, along with some other classes that he has also taken. His criminal history. He's said he's had a DUIs. He's had several DUIs and one forgery. That he's had while he's been an adult, as well as prohibited weapon, prohibited possessor of a weapon. According to the court sentence documents that we have, say he paid like $300 for an ounce, and he sells it $10 a point for 1/10 of it. Police calculated approximately 10 ounces of heroin purchased was for $3,000. He sold it that manner and generated an income of $25,850 or of a $22,000 profit for Mr. Totten. Mr. Totten also stated that he feels that the sentence of 12 years was too steep of a sentence for drugs. It's not like he was a thief or murdered anyone. It says that he was a sick person and needed treatment. According to the range of sentence, he actually received a sentence of 12 years. The substantiated aggravated sentence was 12.5, so he did receive the aggravated sentence. However, counts 2 and 7, possession of drug paraphernalia, count 6, count 3, possession of dangerous drugs for sale, methamphetamine, count 4, possession of drug paraphernalia, methamphetamine, class 6 felony, count 6, possession of a narcotic drug for sale, class 2 felony, and count 6, possession of dangerous drugs for sale. This is a class 2 felony, count 8 and 9, misconduct of weapons. All of those charges were dismissed as a result of the actual plea agreement. Had he received any of those sentences, it would have greatly increased the number of years that he would have received. I do not think that his sentence was excessive. I do want to make note that he does have some support letters that's also attached to his file. That's going to conclude. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to continue. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I just wanted to add that from my past experience, 10 ounces of heroin is a lot of heroin to be in possession of in the middle of a major opioid epidemic, which has been killing thousands. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion that Mr. Totten's do not be passed on to a phase two hearing. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Buell. And Mr. Quinones, that will conclude the hearing at this time.